met on October 16th, and they did approve the design upgrades, I guess you would say, to the bridge. Better archway on the railing and more elaborate stonework, I guess, along the walkways. But everything else, I guess, engineering-wise, stays the same.
Do you know how much clearance there is in the tunnel of the bridge?
For the rail to pass through?
Right.
I don't know offhand, but I know they said it would clear, they originally presented an idea that would clear any rail that would potentially go through there, and then they made them redo it, and they made them increase the height even more to, so there's absolutely no question.
What about the width? I mean, is there going to be some sort of access for a future like ped trail paralleling that route?
That I'm not sure.
Both our plans and the county plans show a bike ped route through there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was with the anticipation that, you know, the rail would some, you know, the rail was going, starting to be disused, but now with the new market for shale oil and stuff, I guess it's being used on a daily basis.
That's correct.
Okay, so that means in order to hold to our plan to have a bike route through there, we would need additional width for that tunnel so that we could put, they could put some kind of a protection fence between the rail and the bike and the multi-use trail and get an adequate trail in there also at some point in the future.
Okay, so we can check with our public works.
Would they be looking, Roger, they'd be looking at having both the railroad tracks be in operation and a trail alongside?
Sure,
it?
Yeah.
Really?
It happens all the time.
Oh, I thought they usually eliminate the
no,
railroad
well,
tracks.
For
a,
yes, for a rails to trails conversion,
okay.
That's the case. But if you, for instance, many of the commuter lines in Chicago have bike paths parallel to them.
Oh, how
so,
close are they then to the train if you're riding a bike?
Well, in some cases, they're just a few feet away.
Oh.
So it depends on the amount of right-of-way they've got. But So the whole prairie path system is partly based on following the train corridors.
Okay.
So.
Madison has some of that, but I'm not really aware of it being a popular idea up here. Normally
mm-hmm.
the railroads would say no,
well,
no, we prefer not to do that.
Right, sure. But it's becoming a transportation tool that a lot of regions are looking at, putting bikeways in particular parallel to railways, because it improves access. It provides a kind of access for bicycles that makes it easier for them to reach destinations, whereas some of the roadway options are not so amenable that way. So
that's something I can talk to Craig about.
Mm-hmm.
And see where they're at.
Probably worthwhile talking to county also.
Okay.
On that one. So.
Is that the line that goes to Denmark then? The south of Denmark is the Denrock Trail, or Devil's River Trail, they named it now,
mm-hmm.
down to Rockwood. But I'm not sure if this is the line or not. The other problem would be this is the one that has the railroad bridge over the Fox River.
Right.
So that would be a challenge, how to get people over, unless maybe it's just the bicycle and pedestrian
mm-hmm.
use next to the railroad, not over the river portion.
Yeah, well, we don't see a vision for it now.
No.
Okay? And with our perceptions, but in the future, that might be very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it would make sense for us to at least allow
and it
for
is
future
our
options. I mean, they're showing you know, a trail growing across 172, and most people would say, how are you going to do that? You can't put bikes on 172, but you can sling a bridge underneath 172 because it's no longer navigable to the extent that we've got ships coming up the river. So
I think also 172, the bridge is going to have to be rebuilt in like 30 years. That's the other reason why some were pushing for that.
Could be, so. Years is a long way away.
Are there any other questions or comments? Is that something you'll check on then, Trevor?
Yes.
Okay. Number 10 on the agenda is the next meeting date and agenda items.
Next meeting date is the 24th scheduled, but that's the week of Thanksgiving, if that works for everyone.
We typically held a meeting the week of Thanksgiving. I don't know if we bumped
we
it up.
We usually move
or
it to the first week of December or something like that. So.
Okay.
That week of Thanksgiving would actually work better for me because I would typically take a longer weekend and then that Monday back. But I would be back by the evening on Monday probably, so I could probably make either one work.
It's okay for me too.
I think that would work for me too, the week of Thanksgiving.
It would be fine here.
Chris, would that work?
November 24th?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Let's stay with that date then, Trevor. And do we have anything for the agenda then yet? There's nothing on this agenda that would be coming back, correct? Just be maybe an update on the corridor study?
And
I would.
Public Works project plan.
Okay.
5-year.
Anything else anybody can think of? Do you want to do those two
items?
I think
we just need to at least have the date established so that if something does come up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was there other agenda topics that earlier on in the year we had broken stuff down by quarter?
Well, I mean, someone make, what's the end date for someone bringing in a site plan review? So someone, it's 2 weeks before or so?
It's 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, so in 2 weeks, you know, between now and 2 weeks from now, someone could bring in a site plan that has to be reviewed. So we at least have to schedule the meeting.
Right.
Right.
There,
oh, yes.
Right. So. Is there anything in the works that you know that might be coming up for next month?
I know I've been discussing with quite a few people that have been interested in starting projects, but they're just in the very beginning stages.
Yeah, I'll have to look through the old agendas and minutes to see if there was anything that we were putting off until the latter part of the year, and then we could add that to. So we'll be in touch on that then.
If I could ask a question, you were looking at contracting with a company to address our, to look at our, all of our ordinances? And our,
correct, yeah.
Whereas?
And I apologize, I was going to bring something from General Code, who was one of the companies that had presented to the board, but they didn't provide me with any information to really give as far as a presentation or anything. We did receive something from Municipal Code, which is another company that does the same type of projects, and I'm in the process of developing something for the board, and I can present it to you, comparing the two companies and their services and costs. And so, Municipal Code just gave us their information not too long ago, so I haven't had time to put that together.
But the village board is concerned with a total review of our ordinance structure, right?
Correct.
That's our main concern, is what are they gonna do with the zoning code?
Right.
Right, so.
I could probably have something on the 24th if you guys want.
Yeah, if they have any specific information in their proposals with respect to zoning, it would be helpful to know.
Sure.
Would they be looking at just the recodification of it, or, and maybe indents, that type of thing, the formatting, more than actual review of the zoning code, isn't it?
Correct, it's more recodification.
So I know when they did that in Bellevue, we let them do all of the municipal code except the zoning code. And then the community development director and the zoning administrator are going through section by section of the zoning code and making the changes as needed, just things that needed to be updated that we've noticed over the years that are little gray areas. And then they're taking it section by section to the plan commission to get that approved, and then that will be changed. So right now the zoning code is not part of that muni code, I think it is.
Okay.
So they do that separately. So we would probably do the same thing. They're not updating the zoning code for us.
Right now that is included.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how are you sitting down with them to make them aware of what needs to be changed, or would things be coming to us to take a look at, or?
That, I'm not sure. We're just in the very beginning stages of receiving quotes and services.
Okay.
So that's something I'll probably look at.
Well, again, the issue is to get our zoning code somehow to justify be justified with the comprehensive plan, so.
Right. I don't think any one of the companies will do a complete overhaul on the zoning code, but they might match it up to, you know, to meet state statutes and other parts of our code that have changed.
What are they looking at for a timeline on that? What did the general code people say? How soon would they have that all done?
Usually takes around 2 years.
It does, okay. Okay. Anything else? Be looking for a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A motion to adjourn, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried.